1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon. 33 degrees outside. That is our expected high for the day. We have sunny skies, maybe a few clouds as well this afternoon. Decent weather as we head for the weekend. The latest numbers for unemployment in our area was a mix of good and not so good news. The State Department of Workforce Development said yesterday seasonally adjusted employment in the Sheboygan metro area grew by 500 people last month. However, that did not change the unemployment rate in the Sheboygan area as it stayed at 6.4%. For all of Sheboygan County, November's unemployment rate rose 0.1% to 5.2%. For the state as a whole, the rate dropped 0.2% to 6.3%. A 23-year-old woman is under arrest for allegedly stabbing her boyfriend to death in Milwaukee. Police said a 30-year-old man was killed during an argument in an apartment. It happened around 11:30 yesterday morning. Prosecutors are helping police with the investigation. The victim's name was not immediately released. The Manitowoc Police Department is continuing its search for two male suspects who reportedly robbed a woman at gunpoint on the city's south side late yesterday morning. Damon Ryan has more.
Lieutenant Carl Pusto said authorities were notified by a resident in the 1300 block of South 9th Street that two individuals had come into her home and demanded money at gunpoint. The suspects stole between $100 and $200 in cash from the residents before fleeing the area on foot southbound on South 9th. No injuries were reported in the incident. Pusto said the suspects were described as black males in their late teens or early 20s and wore all black clothing. Both males reportedly displayed black semi-automatic handguns during the home invasion robbery. Reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News, I'm Damon Ryan.
Up to 9,000 Milwaukee City employees and their life partners could be exposed to lifelong identity theft after their personal data was hauled away in a stolen car. That's what the city alleges in a new federal complaint filed against a company that gave blood tests to city employees in a wellness program. According to the city's complaint, a phlebotomist for Dynacare Laboratories had her car stolen in late October. It contained a laptop with a flash drive full of unencrypted data from the participants in the city wellness program. Once Milwaukee police discovered weeks later of the flash drive, police interviewed a Dynacare employee, and according to the complaint, the company accused the city of violating that employee's civil rights. The city said it was Dynacare that did the violating. The city contracted with Fredert Hospital for the wellness program, and Fredert subcontracted with Dynacare to provide the blood tests. Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark is calling a man who intervened in a fight a hero who led by example. But not everyone is seeing it that way. Eric Grillert has more.
Bill Bierman lost his job with the Milwaukee County Transit System weeks after the incident. He was at 2nd and National in early October when he heard a woman screaming.
She looked straight at me and pleaded and said, "Please help me. God, please help me." I'm thinking this girl's in some big trouble.
Bierman yelled at the man she was struggling with. He grabbed his hands when he was bull rushed.
They said I basically violated the company workplace violence policy.
Sheriff David Clark says Bierman would have been breaking the law if he didn't intervene.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
A bill being considered at the state capitol would make it clear that electronic cigarettes are exempt from Wisconsin's smoking ban. The statewide smoking ban passed in 2010 says nothing about the use of e-cigarettes in public spaces. State Senator Glenn Grothman worries they are being lumped in with regular tobacco products, though. He's proposing a bill that would make it clear the devices can be used in indoor public spaces.
It's apparently ambiguous as to whether you can smoke an e-cigarette in a bar or other public place. Since the goal of an e-cigarette is to help somebody to stop smoking, I don't know why, under any circumstances, we could say that you can't smoke an e-cigarette.
Melissa Horn with Health First Wisconsin believes the proposal is not needed since the current law says nothing about the devices. Grothman hopes to have a hearing held on the bill when the legislature returns in January. This might further upset lawmakers pushing for more sanctions against Iran, new nuclear technology there. Fox News Radio Steve Taylor reports.
Iran says it's developing a new generation of nuclear centrifuges, but insists the equipment will have to be fully tested before it goes into production. Last month's deal among Iran, the U.S., and other countries provides for no new centrifuges for 6 months, but the deal allows development. The director of Iran's nuclear program does not say how long this particular development will take. Even before this announcement, 26 American senators from both parties were proposing new sanctions against Iran. They could be voted on next month.
Wisconsin is about to finish one of the safest years on the state's roadway since the 1940s. As of last Sunday, the state DOT said 519 people were killed in motor vehicle crashes in the Badger State this year. That's well below last year's total of 601. Michael Panache of the DOT's Transportation Safety Bureau says 2013 could end up having the fewest traffic deaths since World War II. To achieve that, the final numbers would have to be below 2009's total of 542 deaths. Law enforcement officials point to their own traffic safety enforcement in explaining part of the drops in fatalities. They include stricter enforcement and more education about the dangers of driving drunk and not wearing seatbelts. Also, we recently learned there are a lot fewer vehicles on the road. Another reason for the drop is the lower number of motorcycle deaths this year. Finally, snowmobile trails are open in Sheboygan County. The Northern Kettle Moraine Snowmobile Association and county officials say grooming earlier this week allowed a base of 7 inches, making them in good condition. They are reminding riders to please stay on marked trails, or else you could be prosecuted for trespassing and may be responsible for the closure of certain routes. A majority of counties in Wisconsin have snowmobile trails open. And you'll have some decent weather the next few days to go snowmobiling. Today, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 24. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs possibly in the upper 30s. And then an Arctic blast begins on Sunday. Currently 35 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL, WHBL News Time 1206.